Okay, so we'll go down. We'll start down the list here, and then make a call here in a couple of minutes. As far as my weekend went, we were gone up to Roger City camping. We did that and had a lot of fun. It was a little cooler up there than here, not a whole lot, but it was a little cooler. We had a good time anyway. Funny, there wasn't a lot of people in the campground. What's real funny is you go to the reservation system and they show a lot of campsites that are occupied or that are going to be taken while you're there. And you get up there and there wasn't a lot of people up there. Some of the problems, there's a lot of the campgrounds that are closed, so you sort of got to watch what you're doing. I really wanted to go to Tawas, but Tawas closed for the season. That was my first choice, but we ended up at Upper Rogers City. We had a good time up there. And then on the way home, we came back through Hillman and through Mayo and that, and it was real funny. I got just south of Mayo, and the check engine light came on my truck, so I rode home with it on, and I worked on it today and figured out what it was. I got a part ordered from Rock Auto, and we'll get that in there, and that hopefully that will take care of that, so nothing real serious. Anyway, with that, let's go to Rob and stand by Ron. KC8SDL, you're up. Go ahead.
Seeing that brother Dave, W8DW in the crew. You know Charlie H. It does anyway. Yes, sir. Have a good evening tonight. Could I complain about the weather? It was moonlit night out there. I did look up to see if I could see the northern lights, but that, of course, a lot of mercury lamps around our city, QTH, so I couldn't really hear much. Couldn't see much. I'd like to give the college try it anyways. But glad you had a good time camping. Yeah, check engine light's more of a noise than anything. Well, at least the check engine light come on, didn't stall or quit. Kind of glad about that, so I'm glad you made it home okay. Yeah, Rock Hall is a good place to get parts. They're pretty decent and pretty reliable, and what you order is what you get, and it's most 99% of the time it's the right part that you order there. So, okay, other than that, tonight I've been on a Gaia on 7255 lower sideband on my Kenwood TSA 30. Good net tonight. A little bit of static crashes from the south, but good copy on the 40 meters there, but I know the other day there, Dave, that there was a real bad solar storm, and I know the WWV, their contact line, they got a recording there that you could call up, and they say the index was quite high, and solar flux was pretty high earlier today, but yeah, I like to invest in one in ham class. I can get all that information right off the bat, but oh well, it's okay. I can pick up the, turn on the radio, listen to 15 megahertz, and all my radios, with the exception of the Heathkit, can get 15 megahertz here. So, and my Collins 51J receiver, I guess it's pretty good too. Yeah, it's one of my free radios that didn't work, and it was a bad tube, and that thing changed the tube out, and she's been flinging ever since. And other than that, I've also got re-invited to the River of Time. Shannon, the gal in charge of that, texted me the other night and said that she's looking forward to having me set my gas engines up at the pumpkin farm, because last year I sat up across Dave in AERL and I got to see Mike there, MMH, and Lauren here, KFA, up from the City Club, and they visited with me there, so I had a good time. So, other than that, that's all I got to report, but yeah, I can't ask for a nice night out there, so, Dave. So, I'm glad you're back home and hey, you're doing fine. By the way, thanks for doing a great job on the net. WADW in the group, Q. Charlie H. and Doug Lima. Take it away, Dave.
Oh, okay, real good there, Rob. Yeah, the great thing about the internet is I found out where the problem was. You get on YouTube and they'll direct you to where the part is that you want to change and tell you how to test it and all that stuff. So that's the good part. So hopefully what I ordered will work. If not, there is another sensor that might need to be changed, but I don't think that's the one. I think the one I ordered is the one. So anyway, and yeah, as far as the solar storms, yeah, I believe it actually affected the internet connections up at the Roger City. Basically, I know a couple of years ago, we were up there and was able to get internet on a hotspot, and this time here was totally gone. You almost had to get into Roger City to get internet. So, and our TV, we use Roku. So there are some off the air up there, though. We didn't have too much of a problem with that, so we had fun with that. Ron, KCAYVF, and stand by, Bob. Go ahead there, Ron.
Good evening, Dave, everyone on the net tonight. Hopefully everyone had a good weekend and a good week last week. For me, Saturday, did some work around the house in the morning, and then we headed up north. My wife and I met my daughter and son-in-law and the two grandkids and another friend of the family, and then three more people. We went up to Sterling to Iva's for dinner, so had a good dinner up there. We were trying to make that last couple of years. We went last year, and so that was good and fun, and we did it again this year. After that, we headed over to the Amish Furniture Store in between Omer and All Grace to look at some furniture. We'd been out to Coleman last year. We were looking for a glider in the plastic type of lumber. I can't remember what it's called. We found what we liked out there. We talked to the lady about getting in the colors that we wanted it in, and she said, yeah, it'd be about 4 to 6 weeks to get it. But she said, let me check inventory, and she says, I got one here. So it was just about 5 o'clock. We had the car, so we weren't taking it home. So this Sunday, we'll head up north, take the van, the trailer up, and go up and get the glider. That's going to go out to my daughter's house out at the fire pit. So my wife and I have a nice, comfortable place to sit in the evenings when we're out there. Let me break. And then we came back through Pinconning. We stopped at Northwoods, and we zigzagged over. We went out to Freeland, got some ice cream, and then we headed home. So we were gone most of the day. A nice, enjoyable day. For yesterday, I had a motorcycle trip, really my only one of the year, which wasn't that long. It was about a 180-mile round trip. So a friend came over to my house that lives up in Essexville right now. He came by. We headed down to Stockbridge for the Stockbridge All Clubs Vintage Motorcycle Show. So I met three other guys from our Detroit group that I'm with. They came up. We were going to eat in a little town, whatever, of Gregory at the local bar, and there we got there, and they said, well, we got a dishwasher, but no cook, so all we can serve you is drinks today. So next closest place, we went to the bar that's in Hell, so we went to Hell for lunch, and we got there, and there's all kinds of motorcycles out front. The parking lot's just jam-packed. We get in, we park the bikes, and say, oh, wonderful, going to take forever to get lunch. We walked into the bar, and there's like 8 people in the bar. Everybody outside was whatever they were doing, and 5 minutes later, they were all gone. So we sat, had a nice lunch, talked, and enjoyed the company from the guys from Detroit. Then we headed over to Stockbridge for an hour or so, looked through the bikes that was there, and then we headed on back home. So that was a good thing. Right after the net here, I'll stick around, but I got to get up really, really early. My wife has her surgery tomorrow. We have to be down at Covenant, 700 Covenant, at 5 a.m. So she is already headed to bed. I am headed to bed right after the net here, and I get your report, Dave. I am headed upstairs and hit the bed because we got to be up at 4 and to the hospital by 5 and to get her surgery. She's having her knee replacement surgery on the right side tomorrow. So I got at least the next couple of days off from work to help her. The plan is to go back on Thursday, but we'll play it by ear. I told the boss it depends on how she's doing, if I'm going to come in or not on Thursday. So we'll see what happens here. So that's what I've got for you, Dave. We'll send it back to Nat, KC8YVF.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, Iowa's a good place. We were up there a few weeks ago, and actually we were up to Augray, and we came back through, and then from Augray, stopped at Iowa's and had dinner there. Good place to eat. And for Rob there also, Northern Lights, we looked for them up at Rogers City. We're a lot farther north, and we did not see anything. Hard to see from where in the park. You do have to get out and along the shoreline, but we didn't see anything, Rob. Anyway, let me take a fast break. This WADW for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association, Monday Night Net. Do we have any other check-ins?
Yeah, you can put me in out, dude. Keep it up, still here.
Okay, Jeff, we got you on the list. Okay, let's go to Bob, NAKPR, and stand by Tom.
Good evening, Dave, everyone else on the net. Yeah, I was watching the weather tonight, and they said the Northern Lights should appear at sunset or shortly thereafter. Well, sunset was at 7:34. I sat out there till 10 after 8. I didn't see nothing. I checked again about 8:45. I didn't, stood outside for about 5 minutes. I didn't see anything. So, I don't know. Maybe they're not. Maybe they'll show up later. Maybe they're not going to show up at all. I don't know. I did see them once this year from Frankenmuth. So, seen the greens, white, green, red. It's kind of cool. I've seen the most spectacular one I ever seen was probably back in the 80s. I was at my nephew's birthday party out in Hemlock, and they actually broke in on, I think we were watching Wheel of Fortune, and Eric Jiva broke in and says, if you're not doing anything, go outside and look at the Northern Lights. They're spectacular. And he was in line. We went out and looked, and it's like, oh, my God, all the colors. It was literally all the colors of the rainbow were just rolling through the sky. It was fantastic. That's the best I've ever seen them. But, I went camping last weekend. Let me buy a second here. Was camping this weekend and started looking at my schedule, and I'm like, okay, I can't go this weekend. It's supposed to be beautiful out, but I can't go this weekend because of some other prior commitments that I don't want to go to, but my wife does, so got to do what she wants to do. And then the weekend after that, I'll be going up to the Bluffton where my trailer's at, and we will be camping there for the Halloween weekend. The Halloween weekend. Yeah, right. And, but I may have to close it then because after that, that following Tuesday, we're going to another campground in Davison and for the Halloween celebrations down here, but we're going to be there for a whole week. And then after that, I'm going to my daughter's in St. Louis, Missouri, that next weekend, so I probably have to close it at the end of this month here, but we'll see how things happen. But that's it for this round. Back to net control. This is NAKPR.
Okay, real good there, Bob. And as far as Northern Lights, we've seen them a few years ago also. We were up in the other side of the state, up by Ludington, and that was they were great. Anyway, let's go to Tom, NADUI, you're up, and stand by Mike.